This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Billionaire liberal activist Tom Steyer announcing he's joining the already crowded field of Democrats seeking their party's White House nomination next year. He launched his campaign with a video posted this morning.
I think people believe that the corporations have bought the democracy, that the politicians don't care about or respect them, don't put them first, are not working for them.
The 62-year-old Steyer's announcement comes just hours after another Democrat who had been in the field, Eric Swalwell, announced he was ending his campaign. Another billionaire and former presidential hopeful, Ross Perot, is dead at the age of 89. People along the Gulf Coast from eastern Louisiana to western Florida are being told to stay on alert as it's possible a hurricane could develop in the Gulf of Mexico before the week is over. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A politically connected hedge fund billionaire, Jeffrey Epstein, who's already a registered sex offender, now facing charges of sex trafficking underage girls for years. Epstein entering a not guilty plea yesterday in New York and ordered to be held until his next court appearance, as prosecutors say he's a flight risk. President Trump has been photographed with Epstein in the past. Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, was asked if he knows Jeffrey Epstein.
I can't imagine that I know him. His real close friend was Bill Clinton. I mean, he's the one who traveled on planes with him. I'm not saying that Bill Clinton was involved in any way, but he's the one he was really close to. So I can't imagine I ever had much to do with him. I don't recall ever having anything to do with him.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from forcing drug companies to disclose prices in their TV ads, saying Congress would have to do that. New York Met Pete Alonso is the 2019 Major League Baseball Home Run Derby champ. The All-Star Game is tonight, and this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Small Business Optimism Index, maintained by the National Federation of Independent Businesses, while running close to historic highs. That overall index picking up 1.5 points in May, while elements hit some of the highest levels ever. Planned capital outlays were near historic highs across a range of industries, including transportation, manufacturing, and construction. The nation's top diplomat announces the formation of the Commission on Unalienable Rights, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
In announcing the formation of the new commission, Secretary of State Michael Pompeo described the objectives as providing advice to his office and to make recommendations concerning international rights.
The commission is composed of human rights experts, philosophers and activists, Republicans, Democrats and independents of varied backgrounds and beliefs. Will provide me with advice on human rights grounded in our nation's founding principles and the principles of 1948 Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Supporters say the new commission will support the freedom of religion or belief as the core element of strategic policy discussions.
And a new study says most dietary supplements do not protect people against heart attacks, strokes, or death from heart disease. The research was done at West Virginia University. Remember, you can find us anytime online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We never stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Never stop.
Well, ready or not, here we go. We've got another ride to get on. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. The best-selling author, Andrew Schaefer, joins us now. His first book that we talked about, Hope Never Dies, about the, incredible crime-fighting duo of President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden. The bromance continues with his new release of Hope Rides Again. Andrew, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hello. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, a lot of fun. I think maybe, were you a little bit surprised at the response to Hope Never Dies? I mean, I think America was ready for a little bit of a repose from all the political silliness that sadly still continues. So maybe that's why we need Hope Rides Again, right?
Yeah, I think I was pleasantly surprised. I think I was worried that people would see it kind of as a joke, and but what happened was people picked it up, read it, and said, hey, this is actually a pretty decent mystery. Mm-hmm. And since it was my first mystery, I was just shocked that, you know, that it took off like it did, and mm-hmm. but that it works as a mystery, and so it's more than just a simple joke about Barack Obama and Joe Biden fighting crime. But if you're looking for jokes, there's plenty of jokes in the books.
Exactly.
They're a fun couple of books.
It's always the best medicine, isn't it? Laughter.
Oh, absolutely. I think that, you know, that's you can't be, if you're serious all the time, you turn into, you know, Bono or something. You know, you need to laugh at yourself once in a while.
Good point. Good point. Not all of us want to be Bono. You know, there's already one. We don't need any more. He does a good job at that, so it's okay.
Yeah.
All is well. You know, this idea, I mean, the whole series, I mean, this is turning into a series now because here it is with the success of Hope Never Dies. We got to do Hope Rides Again. But was this like one of those 3 o'clock in the morning wake-up calls that you got and you said that just kept haunting you and said, hey, look, I got to have fun. Let's do something here. How did this come about?
It was. A couple of years ago, I did a book called Day of the Donald, which was about Donald Trump becoming president. And that ended up happening in real life. And really, that was my wake-up call that that I guess I had this crystal ball that I needed to use in a pretty wise fashion, let's say, going forward. And I just said, you know what, I was really tired of the political satire and stuff, and I saw that as soon as, you know, Donald Trump came into office, it was all these books started coming out, they're all like making fun of Trump, this and that, and I'm like, you know what, let's celebrate something, you know, let's celebrate, you know, the 8 years we had with this this bromantic duo in the White House, and I think people really missed them last year. Now you've got, of course, Joe Biden out on the campaign trail again, and so it's hard to miss someone whose face is there every day in the news, but I think, you know, people still miss Barack and, you know, what he stood for and stuff. But what it really boils down to with these books is there's not a lot of politics in them. It's just a story about friendship. And then, you know, they've got a murder mystery, too.
Of course, you got to throw that in there. And speaking of the bromance, I mean, the bromance in real life may be stretched a little bit. So you're probably working on number three in order to ameliorate, you know, this position that in real life that where you would expect Obama, you know, probably in more support of his vice president during this campaign.
Oh, my goodness.
Than right now.
You couldn't have picked a better book cover, I think, for this new book, Hope Rides Again. The designer really knocked it out of the park. It's got a helicopter with a ladder hanging down. Obama's hanging onto the ladder and, like, pulling Joe up from a boat. And so it's pretty over the top. But at the same time, you know, I was watching the debates and I was like, you know, where's Obama in his helicopter? We need someone to come in.
Right.
We need that rope ladder to come down. Come on, help him out here.
We're gonna extricate you from the insanity here. You're 76 years old. It's time for us to you know, go find an island, go have a couple of Coronas and laugh it up and remember when, right?
Oh my goodness. I mean, exactly. It's just wild. It's just wild. Yeah, you can't. You just can't imagine being. You know, have gotten to the pinnacle of what you think is your career. Done with everything. You're like, now it's time to ride off into the sunset. And you know, you're not riding into the sunset. You're riding towards the spotlight.
Especially when the stage has changed so much, you know, from 5 decades ago, and you know, you've gone through it. You had a great off ramp and exit, you know, to get out of the mess, and you decide, okay, I'm going to, you know, I guess sometimes, you know, maybe that's where we find ourselves when, you know, our time to be heroes is past, you know, but that whole idea of being a hero, sometimes it's hard to die, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that's the movie that Clint Eastwood has been making for the past 40 years. talk about someone else who should ride off into the sunset but doesn't, you know, and God bless him. That's great. And that's kind of what I saw Joe as for these books. He's sort of like an old gunslinger, and he's like, I'm done with this. But then he just keeps getting pulled back in, you know, and he rides his horse to a new town. The first book, it's Wilmington, Delaware. Mm-hmm. This book, it's Chicago. You know, if we decide to do a book three, if that works out, you know, who knows where he's going to ride into next.
Go into the beltway. You might as well go into the belly of the beast. You know, going back and talking about the genesis of this, Andrew, I mean, for you, it all started with the Obama-Biden meme, right?
Yeah. There were these memes going around on the Internet, and basically what that was just pictures of Obama and Biden palling around together at a basketball game, I think, you know, in the Oval Office having fun. And people just sort of superimposed their own thoughts about what they were saying there. And usually it was Joe Biden playing some kind of prank on maybe the incoming President Trump or them just having a laugh together. And I said, well, what if that sort of dynamic was real? I mean, I know they're friends in real life, but what if, you know, but we're never going to get a view into that. You know, they're never going to dish on that relationship. So let's go inside that and try to make that real. And I was like, well, they can't just stand around talking to each other for 2 hours. Let's throw in a dead body that they got to investigate or something, you know?
Exactly. And we're going to turn them into investigators, huh? And here they are, the crack team. I mean, why not? You know, there's a lot of TV series that have come about with, you know, duos that have been very effective. So why not, Obama Biden, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's not the craziest idea in the world. And I think the fact that they aren't classically trained crime fighters, you know, detectives, and it makes it a lot more fun for the reader to watch someone who, you know, is really great at other areas of life just sort of bumble their way through this investigation book.
Well, it's got to make you feel good that, you know, the Obamas and Bidens, they appreciate this bromance that you have been writing about and these mystery stories, so they've gotten a lot of joy from it.
Yeah, yeah, it's been awesome that they've actually picked up these books. I know they have copies, and Jill even mentioned it in her recent memoir that she put out, that this book was out there, and I was like, wow, that's like really on your radar. So.
Hey, just in case you thought hope was fading, I want you to know it's back and writing again. Andrew Schaefer is with us. We're talking about his brand new book. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, we've heard of Sherlock and Watson, Riggs and Murtaugh, of course, and now we have Obama and Biden, and they are back. Yes, that bromance continues with Hope Rides Again. Andrew Schaefer is with us, and we're talking about his brand new book.
which Joe Biden had commented on as we were talking about right before we went to break. Definitely the Obamas and the Bidens are getting a kick out of this mystery bromance, and who knows, maybe you know, maybe Joe and Obama get together, and I mean, after all, I think the aren't the Obamas aren't they doing some movie producing or something?
Yeah, the Obamas, they've got some kind of deal with Netflix. So you'd think they'd it doesn't seem like they're doing much about themselves there, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, come on, you know, that's what people want.
Well, of course.
That's what people want.
I think it sets itself up for some sort of cartoon, even. I mean, you know, why not? You know, just to add some more flexibility to it. I'm just off the top of my head, like, you need more people giving you ideas, right?
Oh, yeah, no, we've actually discussed doing a cartoon, and you know, I said we need to get Joe Biden voiced by Nicolas Cage. I said, can we do that? They're like, if you've got $500, I'm sure he'll show up. And I'm like,
well, it's $500 now, huh?
I don't know exactly what it is. It might be $600 or $700 now. But I think you got a good shot there.
Yeah, give him a little IRS dispensation or something. You know, a little break on his taxes or something. He'd be happy to show up.
The first choice for Joe Biden is Leslie Nielsen, who's sadly not with us anymore.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I guess that's the case when you know with this, and as it's, you know, more and more people are finding out and getting caught up in the whole concept here. I imagine, whether it's emails or phone calls, hey, got an idea for you. Huh? Are you just kind of logging all these different ideas in for something that can be incorporated in future series?
Yeah, some writers say, don't send me any ideas, because I don't want to be accused of ripping off. And I'm like, you know what? Whisper the idea to me. There's no paper trail there.
No. I know, and that's the sad part, isn't it? I mean, that, you know, writers have to be sensitive about, you know, where they get their ideas. And, you know, people claim later on down the road, this has happened, sadly. You know, because I always feel like if you're the idea person, you're the center of that idea. I mean, it comes from one person. Anything that's successful, it's that driving force and that creator. That's why you'll have people who come in and try to copy other people's ideas, and they may copy a segment, but they really, you know, you can tell very quickly that there's little life to that, you know, to that idea that supposedly, you know, they had, whether it's, you know, the argument over Facebook or how many other things have come up along the way that have been challenged, right?
Yeah, I always say that ideas are cheap. They're the cheapest things in the world. It's the execution that's tough, you know. I mean, anybody can come up with an idea. Oh, I had an idea to do a book, a mystery starring those two. And I said, well, did you spend, you know, 6 months to 2 years writing it? Because that's, you know, that's the difference, is the execution. So
yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, for you, as you were, you know, focusing with these two public figures, you know, of course, now outside of the spotlight of the White House and D.C. and all the foreign junkets and everything like that, you know, what kind of challenge is that for you?
It's not really that much of a challenge to imagine them. It's the biggest part about that that's hard to write, though, is trying to make it realistic, because you know, there's a different version of this book where I'm assuming, you know, you could make it real cartoony, where they're just you know, they're just punching bad guys in the face left and right.
Yes.
And it's you know, and they're superhuman and stuff, but I wanted to make it really realistic. So in the books, they go from being politicians to doing this amateur detective work, and the way I do that, I think that works, is that they're not good at it. they actually start off, they're quite bad at it.
Right.
And I had a few complaints about the first book, where people said, hey, you know, Joe didn't really solve this mystery on his own. He kind of backed his way into it. And I go, well, yeah, he's not a detective. like what were you expecting to happen? So that was the biggest challenge, is making it just realistic, you know, but also, you know, keeping it sort of lighthearted and fun. They do tackle serious issues, and the mystery is kind of serious, but as for them, they're just kind of bumbling their way through it most of the time.
Well, the thing that's helpful, I got to imagine, to some degree, is that, you know, one of the things you do with any character is character development, right? You've got to lay out and outline the skeleton of what the character is like, and you already have that going in. You've got enough history, and so now you're just going to add a little quirk or a little twist here and there, all under the auspices of their now detective aspirations, their follow-up to being, you know, the be-all and end-all in the center of the universe. Now they're going to be detectives, right?
Yeah, and I think what a lot of people don't realize about these buddy cop movies, if you watch Lethal Weapon 1, you go, oh, well, they're mismatched and they fight. Lethal Weapon 2, they've become friends.
Right.
Well, you know, it's like, where's the tension? And that was the problem with this book, was I was like, we got to have more tension. And so I had to throw in, you know, a new character. Rahm Emanuel shows up, and Joe Biden's like, you know, like, what are you doing hanging out with your old friends here, Barack? And so you have to keep continuously throw stuff in their path to keep them sort of off their footing. And I think I did hear from someone who said, I don't want to read it if they're not friends in the book. And I go, well, they're friends, but, you know, they have disagreements and they fight, and yes. And that's other, you know, you just can't have two people riding around on, you know, on a unicorn together all day and having fun.
There's only 52 verses of Kumbaya. After that, you got to start all over again. So
exactly, yeah. And I should say that they do ride on a unicorn in the first book, and it's a dream sequence, though.
Yes,
so
yeah,
that's the difference.
Yes, exactly. That part's pretend. Now. you know, when you're writing about Obama and Biden as you are, I imagine this enlarges your perspective. So what did this do about your view? Did it change your view at all on either one of them as you're writing, even though it's, you know, it's a fictional, you know, commentary, so to speak?
I reevaluated what they were up against and the job they did and how difficult that job of, you know, being in the president and vice president really is. You know, there's a lot of stuff that when they were in office, I was, you know, frustrated that they didn't do that, you know, campaign stuff, you know, that it just didn't pan out. And so I think a lot of people, but we're at that situation too after, you know, a couple of years there towards the end of their run. And so, you know, researching and sort of rereading the stuff about them, and I was like, what, it's just unbelievable, you know, life stories, and they've done unbelievable work, which is why, you know, a little part of me was like, oh, Joe, are you getting back into this? Because you've done so much, you know, you don't owe anybody anything.
Mm-hmm.
And but he just wants to keep giving of himself, which is very noble. So
you kind of feel like a little bit. I remember when I was a kid growing up, one of my favorite baseball heroes was Willie Mays, and I remember in the latter part of his career him dropping a fly ball that routinely he would have caught in his back pocket. And, you know, it was sad. It was sad for that, you know, for me to see that moment. And I imagine in real life, it's probably sad for some people that, you know, looked at Joe Biden in a certain way and see him struggling as he is right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I watched the debates, and, you know, you can't, there's no other way to say it that he got it handed to him. And, mm-hmm. And I was just watching going, Dios mio. And, it was tough to watch, but I think that everybody has a bad day. It's just, you don't want those bad days to pile up, you know?
Right, exactly.
So, it's all about whether or not he gets back on that horse or unicorn as it is.
Exactly. Well, that's why I said to people after that night, I said, well, the true measure of a man is if he can come back, and that's what we'll have to wait and see that happens. But we know the bromance is back, and it continues because hope rides again. Andrew Schaefer's new book, linked at BillMartinezLive.com and available at all the usual places. As always, Andrew, appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you?
I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Billionaire liberal activist Tom Steyer announcing he is joining the already crowded field of Democrats seeking their party's White House nomination next year. He launched his campaign with a video posted this morning.
I think people believe that the corporations have bought the democracy, that the politicians don't care about or respect them, don't put them first, are not working for them.
The 62-year-old Steyer's announcement comes just hours after another Democrat who had been in the field, Eric Swalwell, announced he was ending his campaign. Another billionaire and former presidential hopeful, Ross Perot, is dead at the age of 89. People along the Gulf Coast from eastern Louisiana to western Florida are being told to stay on alert as it's possible a hurricane could develop in the Gulf of Mexico before the week is over. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
See color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Hope you're enjoying your day. Glad you could be sharing a part of it with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, always love to hear from you. Drop me an email, okay? Let me know your thoughts, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Father Joe's Manayangat joins us now. He's about a week away from celebrating a birthday. So, Father Joe's, let me say happy birthday to you first and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, and God bless you.
Well, God bless you a ton. I am really honored to have you on here. I'm told that you're the eldest of seven children, and
right.
You were ordained a priest on January the 1st of 1975, served as a missionary in the diocese of, is it Theravala, is that it?
Yeah, yeah.
In India, and boy, you have quite a story to tell us. So, tell us more about, you know, what drew you, first of all, to the priesthood, Father Joseph.
That's a good question. Many people ask me the same question when I travel many countries full time here in ministry. Actually, next Thursday, I'm going to Portland, Oregon. I have a retreat here in ministry. Then I go to Idaho. Then I come back. And every month I have two programs. You know, next month in Dallas and Manitoba, Winnipeg, Manitoba. It's all in my website.
Uh-huh.
And September I go to California. So all my website, we can see Father Manayangat, healingministry.com.
Oh, that's great.
But anyway, I tell you, whenever...
Well, by the way, when you're in Idaho for your birthday, get one of the baked potatoes
there.
No, birthday is this coming Tuesday.
Okay.
No, I know that, but I said, but when you're in Idaho as part of your birthday, even though it may be after your birthday, that's okay. But I want you to have a birthday baked potato in Idaho. Have you ever had a baked potato in Idaho?
Oh, plenty. I lived in Idaho. I was 2 years.
18, oh, okay. All right. So you know that.
87, 88, 89. So no people. So I'm going there. They go and celebrate my birthday there.
But baked potatoes in Idaho. See, some people have never experienced. And may never sadly experience a baked potato from Idaho, and that's like homegrown pineapple in Hawaii, isn't it?
Yeah, they're the best one in the world. Best in the world.
I'm telling you. Okay, so do me a favor. When you're there, put a birthday candle right in the middle, and you'll think of Bill Martinez, and just know that I'm singing happy birthday. And, I mean, after all, it's going to be your 70th birthday. I mean, this is a special day, so you deserve a special baked potato. And, you know, send me the bill. Okay,
I know. You know they're going to. I'm going to Idaho. They are planning to have a birthday 70th birthday celebration with all my friends, families there. Yeah.
Oh, how much fun is that? That is so awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, here it is. We digress. So anyway, so getting back to your original story.
Yeah, back to Anyway, when I was seven, my first communion day, I got the calling. I got the message to be a priest. Mm-hmm. And I heard the voice hearing, "I want you, my priest." When I received Jesus in my mouth, and I was conceived and praying, and then I hear the voice, "I want you, my priest." I talked to my parents; they are so happy. Mm-hmm. In my family, they have many priests, many. You know.
Oh, really?
Priests,
oh, okay. Wow.
More than 20, mm-hmm. and the nuns in my family. I mean, extended family, mm-hmm. money and God.
Yes.
And I very attracted to the priesthood and still enjoy, you know, this New Year going to be 45th anniversary. Can you believe that? I really enjoy my priesthood.
Wow, that's awesome.
Then I joined seminary. You know, I was so happy. You know, still I'm happy. I'm a happy priest. I'm very happy in my priesthood.
Well, that's excellent. Well, you know, and this is the thing I try to explain to people. Born and raised Catholic myself, the Eucharist is so special for me.
Yes.
And, you know, for you to hear you share that it was 7 years old and you had that direct communication, that impression from God, and this was right after communion. You know, for people that are non-Catholics, that do not understand me, because I'll tell you, Father, what is a challenge for me sometimes when I attend other churches that are non-Catholic, and their approach to communion is so casual that it breaks my heart in a sense, because I think of how special, you know, communion is for Catholics. I've often said that Jesus didn't die to set up denominations. I don't believe he went to the cross to set up denominations, but that here we are, feeling and understanding different parts of what God has planned and purpose for us. And I believe that what Catholics have to offer the greater community of believers is this love and appreciation for the Eucharist that it is so transcendent and so supernatural that unless you've experienced it, you really just don't know how special it is, do you?
Yeah. Because, you know, my ministry is called Eucharistic Healing Ministry.
Mm.
My ministry, I travel around the world to the ministry, healing ministry, all centered, focused on Christ and especially Eucharist. And the Mass and the Exposable Sacrament, I bless the people before the Eucharist and tell the people he is the healer, not me.
Right.
I not he is the healer.
Right.
And he used my hand to touch you, but he is doing that.
Amen.
I really love the Eucharist. I talk about the Eucharist and enjoy the Eucharist and spend the time with the Eucharist. Adoration, that's my strength. That's my power. That's what I'm doing now.
Right.
Even though 70, going to 70 next week,
mm-hmm.
I keep being strong in my faith, strong my body, will, or because of the Eucharist.
Exactly. Well, when you think about what happened when the Israelites came out of Egypt, right? Mm-hmm. When the Exodus began, what happened the night before? It was the first Passover. It was the first taste, you might say, of the precedent of the Eucharist, which was the Lamb, right? And and here it is, you have that. And what it says that when the people left, when they left Egypt, when the children of Egypt left, when the children of Israel left Egypt, they said not one of them, you know, suffered any kind of debilitation. I mean, that's, you know, that causes you to draw a pause for just a moment and say, okay, what is the Word of God telling me here? What preceded the Exodus out of Egypt was the Passover, was the partaking of the Lamb of God in the Passover Lamb, which is what's represented in the Eucharist. And so if that healing agency was in effect then, when they came out and they spent all that time in the desert, it says their shoes didn't wear out, they were all very healthy. The only thing that caused their demise is when they were knuckleheads and disobeyed God, and God had no other choice but to judge them. But other than that, I mean, you know, they lived, for most parts, they lived healthy lives, did they not?
Yeah, God loves us. God loves us, and He cares us, and He protects us. But, you know, He's everything. He's loving, caring, compassionate, forgiving. But people forget He's just. According to justice, there's punishment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's there that. That's the part of the divine life now. Look at Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 to 46, the last judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And every creed we say, He will come to judge the living and the dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
We believe it, and that's going to happen. If we believe or not. So we have to, that's why my message, people, we are sinners. Repent. The
right.
Kingdom of God is at hand.
Exactly.
Repent and make a good confession. A state of grace. When it happened right now, even the end of the world, a tsunami, anything happen, we're not afraid because we are union with God. State of grace, nothing to afraid.
Mm-hmm. Well, Father Joseph, as you say, you can't have love without justice, can you? Or justice without love?
No, justice and love, you know, they go together. We need
without
justice.
Doubt. Well, we've got to go to break. We'll be right back for more of Father Joseph Menegat. And I'll tell you, his story that he's going to be sharing with you in just a moment. Get ready. Put on your seatbelts. It's going to blow you away.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
This is the thing, it's hard to picture sometimes, but how the father in that story of the prodigal relates to us, that even though we've been knuckleheads and away from him, the father constantly pursues us. I mean, I don't know about you, but that overwhelms me to think of God, that he would care so much for us, that even though we're not pursuing him, he's always pursuing us. Yeah. You know, Father Joe's, that just, that overwhelms me. And it overwhelms me to the point that I feel like I can't love God enough for all that he's done for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And people are not searching God, searching the material things, worldly things, and worldly pleasures, but our Father in heaven, he loves us, and we are his children. He always daily searching and waiting our return to him.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, real quick, ladies and gentlemen, Father Manny Youngott had referenced his website, and that's Father, F-R, Manny Youngott. Let me spell it for you. It's M-A-N-I-Y-A-N-G-A-T. So, Father, F-R, Manny Youngott. HealingMinistry.com, that's the website. You go there. I mean, it's incredible to hear the stories. I mean, this is what, you know, really blows your mind when you think of, you know, God's involvement in mankind. Because there's some people who feel like God could care less. I mean, that God's this external force. But when you go to a website and you hear from other people around the world, that are impacted by God's grace and love, it will expand your belief all the more and encourage you all the more, and to help you realize that people have been lying to you and telling you that God doesn't care about you. And God is some disconnected outside agent that has kind of set you off into, a life purpose that whether you make it or not, he could care less. But you start reading these and you realize that is not the Father God in heaven that loves and cares for you. And by the way, you can also check out his YouTube channel at Father, same way, F-R, Joe's, J-O-S-E, not Jose, but Joe's, Maniyangat, M-A-N-I-Y-A-N-G-A-T.com, and you will be greatly blessed. Father, let's talk about what happened to you while you were riding a motorcycle and you were hit head-on by a Jeep. This was, what, in April of 1985, you were going to celebrate Mass at a mission church there when this happened. Explain to our audience what happened to you.
Yeah, this is a very interesting story. That's a very important day of my life. My training completely to the ministry of God through this accident. This 1985, April 14th, that was the first Sunday of the Easter. Mm-hmm. That's a divine mission Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I go into second mission, say mass. My transportation was motorcycle. So I was riding the motorcycle. And that April 14th, for Hindu, in India, most of you are Hindus.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hindu festival, the men were drunk. You know, he was driving the Jeep and come and head on collision. So I was thrown from the motorcycle and hit on a telephone line. Oh. That is about maybe 18 feet, almost like 20 feet around that way up. Then hit that telephone line and fell down. And my right side affected. My two hands broke, lower jaw, my three ribs and pelvis and knee, leg broken, and many veins, cutting the veins and bleeding.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And the blood coming from the wounds like a hose, you know.
Mm.
Blood is going everywhere.
So you're punctured all over the place. I mean, it's almost like what wasn't broken on your body, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the man who was driving, he left the Jeep and he ran away.
Oh.
Because it was a junction, there are people watching. So he get the sense of maybe that moment. So he ran away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was in a cashew plantation.
Oh.
So I ran away, and then the people, they took me from the ground to the Jeep and were taking to the hospital.
You get transported by his Jeep that he left to the hospital?
He left the Jeep because they wanted to transfer. They wanted to save my life.
Sure,
save
right.
My life.
Right.
So they wanted to, they didn't go any other thing. Just he left, he ran away.
Uh-huh.
So the key there, and they wanted to take me to hospital because people know me. I'm traveling that way many times. People know me.
They knew you. Did he know that? Could he tell from the way you were dressed that you were a priest? But I guess that didn't matter because he was inebriated. So
no, I had my dress up. You know, my dress up. You know, I was in my dress. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They,
sure.
Plus, they know. People know. Right. Junction, I know. Mm-hmm. You know, too far from the church. So people know it's happened. So they want to save me in my life.
Sure.
They carry me and they're going on the way. This is the more important part. On the way, before reaching hospital, my soul came out from the body. And I had a life after death experience.
Mm.
It is hard to believe, I know. It's hard to believe it. But
right.
True. I know many things we're hearing, it's not easy to believe.
Right.
But I saw my dead body. I mean my soul. That body, and that body is, bruised and bleeding. I could see. And the most important, the highlight of the time was seeing my guardian angels face to face. My guardian angels. So beautiful, radiant. Oh, I can just describe the beauty of my guardian angel.
Mm-hmm.
First time seeing face to face. So the guardian angel told me, the Lord have a message for you, so come with me. So I go with the left the body and go with the guardian angel. On the way,
this is all transpiring during the 35 mile trip. Now you haven't gotten to the hospital yet, and they haven't declared you dead. But
no. This is before.
Right.
No. So they don't know. The people carry, they don't know. They don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So the angel, I go with the angel, and the angel told me, I wanted to show you hell purgatory. The Lord asked me to show you hell purgatory before reaching to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he first escorted me to the hell. Horrible. Mm-hmm. I cannot imagine. I studied in Sarnadi about the hell, but it is when seeing, you know, that is, I can't explain the heat. Here, you know, the Florida 1900, mm-hmm. heat, people are so panic and they are so tired of the heat of even the 90s. But there is more than 2,000 Fahrenheit.
Oh, wow.
Mm. That is the people burning, but not consuming. Like Moses saw the plants, you know, they're burning, but not consuming.
Right.
And the people are, they are screaming, you know, they're screaming, yelling, quarreling, fighting, and the Satan and the fallen angels, they come and poking and inflicting pain on them. I don't know how to, we have to explain the horror and fear and suffering and pain and horrible and then there are millions of people there. Millions mm-hmm. of people there.
And this pain and everything that they're enduring is unending, right?
This forever, eternity.
Yes.
Eternity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the reason I want even my enemies, if enemy, you know, we all have enemies, even my enemies go to hell, not go to hell, not go to hell.
Exactly. Right.
I pray for them because that horrible sight and horror, fear, fighting, yelling, screaming.
What impact did that have on your senses? I mean, was there a certain smell?
Smell like worse than, you know, like a decay, that, you know, the course, like, I don't know, the decay, sulfur, I don't know, very, very bad smell. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And, we got about a minute and a half left, so let's talk about purgatory in heaven.
Okay, then I have a little time, and next they escort me to the purgatory, and there also many people there, millions of people. There's the fire, the purification of fire, but they have the hope that one day they can go to heaven. They know they have the hope. So I talked to them. They asked me to pray for them. So I told them, I promised to pray for them. So when we pray, they go to heaven, and they become saints. And they pray for us. Mm-hmm. They promise to pray for us. So it mm-hmm. is a good investment to pray for them and get more souls to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to give a summary because you know my time. So from there, the angel of God me to the heaven, and I studied before the Lord. God told me, I want to send you back with a great mission. And your second life, you work in a foreign land, you speak in a foreign tongue. And also the main message is that you will be my instrument of deliverance, healing, peace to my people in the world.
Wow.
So the Blessed Mother there, standing there, she told me, do whatever he told you. I will be with you all your ministry, as she do now. So from there, I was coming to the world. The angels caught me, and my body, they said to my father, Joseph's dad, so they wanted to take the mortuary, but let it go. They yeah. were wheeling. That moment, my soul came, and the people, then I was, the wow. pain came because...
Well, Father, what a story, but we have to end it and look forward to having you back. Thank you.
Doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.